Kevin McCullough Radio.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Fusion. Amplifying truth and pursuing clarity. Kevin McCullough, now.
How's the New York area church doing with the coronavirus and the holidays, and what have they been able to survive thus far? We'll peek in on one of our friends at Calvary Chapel of Staten Island. Dave Watson will be with us. Then at the top of the hour, Andy McCarthy, Joe Borelli, Gina Loudon, David Fisher. It's a big news Monday. Stay with us.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, friends, it's Kevin McCullough. You probably heard about the kerfuffle that happened over the weekend. Sidney Powell, not officially part of the Trump legal team, even though she appeared with the Trump legal team in a press conference last week, et cetera, et cetera. There's going to be some interesting discussion of what all of this means going forward. But I will say this, Sidney Powell hasn't gone anywhere. In fact, in multiple statements since the official statement by Rudy Giuliani that she's not part of the legal team, she has said in multiple places that she's filing multiple filings this week, some as early as Wednesday, some as late as Friday. But to quote her, some of this stuff is going to be biblical. Now, I really do think that she's doing us a benefit in pursuing this larger investigation. I think that's why she had to kind of split ways with the campaign. The campaign has to try to get the election certified in one direction before the Electoral College. She doesn't have to meet that deadline. She can continue to examine this and go all the way through it to the very end and expose whoever needs to be exposed and do what is necessary. And friends, I've said all along, what we do coming out of this election should not be about just getting Trump back in office. This election is an embarrassment and a stain on the character and the integrity of the American electoral system. And I don't want Joe Biden to come in and get one single thing that he promised to do. I don't want any of it done. I don't want the Green New Deal. I don't want $4.3 trillion raised in taxes. I don't want him to gut the military. I don't want him to make another deal with Iran. I don't want him to turn his back on Israel. I don't want him to do any of the stuff that he campaigned on. None. But I don't have an issue of him occupying the office of presidency if what we are able to do while he's there is to clean house on elections in America. Because this was a banana republic stolen election on a dozen different levels. There are affidavits by the dozens now being published throughout social media of people that have sworn their testimony. There's one woman in Detroit, Michigan, that has multiple pages that are out today. But just 2 points from her sworn testimony. She said she reported to the TCF, that's the vote counting center in Detroit, on November the 4th at 8:30 in the morning to process ballots. She said, I was instructed not to validate any ballots and not to look for any deficiencies in the ballots. Absentee ballots that are received in the mail would have the voter's signature on the envelope. While I was at the TCF center, I was instructed not to look at any of the signatures on the ballots, and I was instructed not to compare the signature on the absentee ballot with the signature on file. She was told. When people say there's no evidence, this is evidence. This is evidentiary testimony given under oath. She could be prosecuted for perjury if she's lying. She's saying she was told not to compare signatures. She's saying she was told not to see if signatures matched. That's just one of the things in her affidavit, and there are a few dozen that she has listed in her sworn testimony in just Michigan. In Pennsylvania, you've got a whole different issue with the legislature not being the final arbiter of who got to have votes that arrived late. We'll speak with Andy McCarthy at the top of the hour. I'll ask him about that. But for everyone that is saying, oh, this is the end of Sidney Powell, friends, she's tried 500 cases at the appellate level, and she's overturned 350 cases in those 500. I don't think she's scared of, you know, a little bit of social media or, you know, people in the press going, oh, she's done. I think they got the wrong dog for that fight. Kevin McCullough, stay with us.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
My name is J.R. Martin. I have two master's degrees, one in health promotion, the other as a master in medical science. And I trust Balance of Nature. Even though I'm in the medical field and prescribe all types of medicines, I still feel like the less medicine, the better. Our body always tries to find a way to become healthier. So if we can support it and help it in a natural way, that is the design. And it's been fantastic to work with Balance of Nature, seeing the fruits and vegetables come in from the farmers and then seeing it put in a form that can be taken each day. And then seeing those that benefit from it was fantastic. It was a great thing.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code THEMISSION.
It's hard to know who to trust when selling your home. If you're retired and looking to sell your home, Calamine & Company Real Estate is the best agency for you. They only represent sellers, putting sellers' needs above everything else. Louis Calamine and his team take a client-focused, old-school approach to real estate. Whatever needs to be done to get the deal closed quickly and for top dollar, Calamine & Company Real Estate gets the job done. They also specialize in selling estate-owned properties and are regularly hired by executors, administrators, attorneys, and even the surrogates court. And perhaps most impressive about them is their 100% success rate. Calamine & Company is the best broker a seller can hire, especially when selling estate-owned properties, offices in Brooklyn, Queens, Manhattan, and Staten Island. Call 718-998-1100. That's 718-998-1100. Or go to calamine.com. Clients come first at Calamine & Company Real Estate.
The WMCA November Ministry of the Month is Real Radio with Jack Hibbs.
Peter is writing to women who are now believers in the Lord Jesus Christ in first century Roman Empire, but their husbands have not yet become believers.
Listen weekday mornings at 9 this month, afternoons at 4.
I probably should leave him, right? Peter's saying no. Be a witness to him.
And listen weekday mornings at 7 to win a gift from the ministry. Real Radio, the November Ministry of the Month on AM 570 and 102.3 FM, The Mission, WMCA.
Everywhere I go, I stay, is it all, always on my road, I'm still New York.
If it's happening in New York or across the globe, learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, so glad to have you with us on this Monday of the Thanksgiving holiday week. And, you know, our nation is in a bit of a conflict. We were trying to settle things here domestically. The world has some hot spots. There's danger with the virus that people need to be aware of. But I think in the midst of all that, it is good to stop and remember that this is a time where we can count those things that we do have to be thankful for. And it is going to be very different this year. If you've got a lot of tradition tied up in how you celebrate the holidays and what you're doing, particularly in New York, I've had so many people tell me in the last few weeks how sad they are that New York's not going to be kind of the hospitable, grand Christmas place to come visit and see during the season the way it's been in years past. And no one's more sad about that than I am. Our family loves to do the Carnegie Getty concert and see the lights and all the stuff that goes on. But anyway, God has called us to this very time, and he's called us to this very time especially if we are serving in the church in the greater New York area. And my next guest is doing that faithfully. Pastor Dave Watson is host of God in the City, and he is senior pastor at Calvary Chapel of Staten Island, and he rejoins us here at Kevin McCullough Radio, often fills in for me when I need to take a day or two off. And Dave, it's good to have you with us. You and I had a chance to see each other recently, and I was just reminded of how good it is to actually see longtime friends in person. Sometimes, I mean, really. But let's talk about that for a second, because when we were dealing with pandemic right up first, you called me and said, "You know, Kev, one of the hardest things I'm doing right now is burying people via Zoom."
It is one of the hardest things I will ever do in my life. I've probably done, I think it's five funerals where we had that as the major component. And to not be able to hug a family, to not be able to see their tears, to not be able to touch them, it's brutal. I know it's brutal on them, and it's brutal on those of us who shepherd them.
Yeah.
It's been a very difficult journey, a very difficult journey.
I said this to Tim Keller when he was on the show, and I've said it to most of the pastors I think I've had, but I think that the lockdown runs counterintuitive to what the Christian pastor normally the church seeks to go to the pain and to the people that are hurting and to the trauma. And here we were told to stand down, stay back, stay away. I'm just curious, how did that impact you in your own thought towards, you know, what you needed to be doing as a shepherd during this time?
Well, I felt like I was going to have to find a different way to minister, but I've got to be candid with you. I can't minister effectively, I don't think, any other way. I mean, I think that, you know, I've been doing this now 35 years, 31 years here, and, you know, I'm from Western Massachusetts. We don't hug. We don't do kiss hello. But man, to touch someone in their pain is just it's inhumane not to do so. So you know, my heart's still broken about some of the things I've had to be participating in, and I was not able to do the job I usually feel like I'm able to do. And I know God makes up the difference, but it has been, like I said, incredibly hard.
Sure. Well, and I know one of the things that you've dealt with is the reopening. I was with your congregation just a week ago, and you did three services. Talk about, you know, the road to getting to that point, kind of what you guys did. But also talk about whatever your concerns are as we head into this Thanksgiving week. And it looks like rumblings are coming from City Hall and Albany to try to, exercise some muscle all over again. What are your thoughts as you sit here today?
Well, the first thing we wanted to make sure was that we could open and we could open safely. And we felt like we've done as good a job as anyone in doing that, so that people who are not concerned about getting COVID coming to church. Beyond that, we, like you said, went to three services so that we could make sure there wasn't a crowd in any service. We put a middle service in for people with kids, because right now people are not able really to take their kids to church because the kids' programs are pretty much shut down.
Right.
And I hope that the government will just keep their hands kind of to themselves in this. We're adults. We do know what we're doing, and we're essential. It's the spiritual food and the spiritual nourishment that people need is as essential as their physical food. And so I hope the government will go lightly and not put us in a place where we feel like we're at odds with them. We'll do our best to obey and follow any restrictions that are put on. But ultimately, the two things we can't duplicate, Kevin, online is the experience of God's people together and His Spirit in the midst. You can't do that online. It doesn't happen the same way.
Yeah.
And we can't do fellowship. We cannot do fellowship, biblically speaking, unless we see each other physically.
Well, and you guys have actually gone indoors. I know a lot of churches are trying to do the outdoor thing, some of it less successfully than others. Some of them have kind of figured that part of it out. But, a few more weeks, Dave, and I don't think that's going to be an option for anybody.
No. we actually bought chair covers that you come in and you put down and you take up and throw out as you go out, just so everyone feels safe. We've got sanitizer everywhere, masks everywhere. And trying to keep social distance. It's not perfect, but I feel like it's the way we have to be, and I'm not sure that we can go back. The other problem, Kevin, is that people are incredibly frustrated, and I'm not sure they can go back to the way it was in April and May and June. I just don't feel like they'll go back to that. They don't feel like they can pull that off.
You mean to revert back to what we were doing last spring?
Yeah, I just don't. I don't think whether it be the church or small businesses or any of those things. I just don't think that that's going to be the road.
I think it's going to be tough for people to accept for sure. And you know, I'm not sure that we need to, given the explosion of therapeutics that we have now, and the fact that we've got not one but two vaccines that may. I mean, Pfizer announced on Thursday or Friday of last week they're going to have 40 million doses before Christmas. Moderna may match that. There may be 100 million doses out there for people to begin, at least the most vulnerable, begin to be getting. And that's going to make a huge difference. When we come back, I've got a few minutes left. I'd like to talk to you about something that your church did very special this year. And also give away something that you've got online for people that you have been doing now, I think, a few years in a row. And we'll let you know how you can get that. It's Dave Watson of Calvary Chapel of Staten Island and our good friend at Kevin McCullough Radio. His broadcast is heard Sunday mornings, of course, the God in the City broadcast. It's a live service of Calvary Chapel of Staten Island on AM 570 and FM 102.3 WMCA. Kevin McCullough, stay with us.
Crystal ball to know change is on the way. Not only is it an election year, but Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac also say they will tack on a 0.5% fee to their loans beginning in December. Hey everyone, this is Mike.
And this is Brian with Fellowship Home Loans. And with so many things up in the air, the time to act is now. Interest rates remain low, but for how long?
Come and get your loan, Fellowship Home Loan.
Some of the lowest rates in history could end soon. Give us a call at 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283. And let's talk about some options.
Some simple info will get you started on saving. 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283.
Don't put this off and find yourself on the wrong side of history.
Fellowship Home Loans.
Welcome home.
Come and get your loan. Fellowship Home Loans.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
Hey, church family, is your pastor a fabulous preacher? WMCA wants to know, what are you going to buy your pastor for Christmas? How about the WMCA Gospel Gift of Gab, an opportunity to put your pastor's holiday message on WMCA radio, evangelize to the tri-state, and give a unique Christmas gift? Call Donna at 212-857-9635 to purchase WMCA's Gospel Gift of Gab for your pastor, and get your time slot on AM 570 The Mission, WMCA, 212-857-9635.
This is What's Right, What's Left, unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
Listen to What's Right, What's Left, Monday through Friday evenings, 10 to midnight on AM 570 and 102.3 FM The Mission, WMCA.
Listen to The Mission WMCA anywhere you go with the AM 570 The Mission mobile app. Download on Google Play, iTunes, or listen to TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I can't make heads or tails of elder law or estate care, and I got to tell you, Mike Connors does. That's why I want you to get your questions asked from him every Thursday on my show, Kevin McCullough Radio. Just email your question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call 718-238-6500. Then listen to Mike's show Saturday mornings at 8 o'clock on AM 570 The Mission and FM 102.3, and Saturday evenings at 6 on AM 970 The Answer.
The WMCA November Ministry of the Month is Real Radio with Jack Hibbs.
Peter is writing to women who are now believers in the Lord Jesus Christ in first century Roman Empire, but their husbands have not yet become believers.
Listen weekday mornings at 9 this month, afternoons at 4.
I probably should leave him, right? Peter's saying no, be a witness to him.
And listen weekday mornings at 7 to win a gift from the ministry. Real Radio, the November Ministry of the Month on AM 570 and 102.3 FM, The Mission, WMCA.
what you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, it's good to catch up with our friends that are dealing with this. And friends, whatever you're dealing with this Thanksgiving, whether you've got family coming or you're going or you're staying home and you're isolating, whatever it is, we hope that you're able to make some meaning of it, some important memories, perhaps with your loved ones. My little ones are going to have a visit with Grandpa for the first time in several years on Thanksgiving, and they are looking forward to it. In fact, we're expecting him to arrive even later today and get a few days with Grandpa before he has to leave, which is going to be fun for them. But we're not going to exceed 10 people, and we're going to, you know, try to be within the parameters of what we're doing. We're speaking with Dave Watson, who is the pastor, of course, of Calvary Chapel of Staten Island. He also heads up the Bible Institute that they do there from Calvary's auspices. But they are also, and I've always said this about Calvary Chapel, they are a congregation of really friendly people. In fact, they every time I go over there, they welcome me with open arms, and it's just a joy to be home again. It's kind of how it feels. But Dave, every year, and I've always said this, you guys you outkick your coverage, you punch above your class, you hit the ball over the fence. Pick your whatever sports analogy you best like. But your congregation, for the size that it is, continues to just do above and beyond when they are asked. And I'm curious, what do you think the secret to that is? And tell us about how they did that this year.
Well, I don't know. There's a secret. It's an amazing thing, Kevin. These people love God and they go all out. I tell people I came here 31 years ago and it was like this. I just tried not to mess it up. And this year was exceptional. We felt like there was going to be a little bit of a hole with Operation Christmas Child, with some churches not being open, some churches not able to do as much as they normally do. So we were talking, and you know, we always do this every year. So we said, what will our goal be this year? And I said jokingly, Kevin, let's do 1,000 boxes. And the guy who was heading it up said, okay, we'll do 1,000. Well, we're here loading.
Well, what was your previous record prior to that?
We'd done 668. You know, but who's counting? We call them gospel opportunities. We try and think of it as an opportunity we're given a Samaritan's Purse representative to share the gospel with somebody in another part of the world. Well, we blew it out. They wound up, I'm helping them load right now, 1,364 gospel opportunities.
Wow.
Christmas style boxes.
Well, congratulations on that. And yeah, so double your best record ever prior to that.
Yes.
Now, real quickly, Dave, you've got another Advent devotional available for people this year. Where is it at and why should people access it?
You should do it to just make sure that your heart is in a good spot as we celebrate the Lord's birth. NYCShepherd.com. NYCShepherd.com. It's there for you and it's free. Just download it. We'd love you to have it.
All right. A new Advent devotional for your Advent season. And what a great time to get a hold of it right now. Hey, Dave Watson, always appreciate your friendship and your leadership. Thank you for serving our community and the body of Christ so well and for being a good friend of this show.
Thank you, Kevin, for all you've done for us this year. I'm very thankful for you. God bless you and your family, my brother.
Right back at you, and happy Thanksgiving. All right, Kevin McCullough, a big full hour of breaking news and what it means and why it matters. Straight ahead. Don't go away.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio. It's breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, no.
All right, a ton of stuff to get to today. How are the markets shaping up as we head into a holiday week? We'll talk with David Fisher before we're done. Dr. Gina Loudon from Team Trump on what to be expecting in the days ahead, but also some further analysis of where we're at legally. Andy McCarthy joins me right now on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Binge thinking. Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
This week, we will get it ready to file.
Sydney, what's...
And it will be biblical.
That was Sydney Powell with someone from Newsmax over the weekend. She also made an appearance, in a couple of different spots where she referenced... Oh, it was the Howie Carr Show, where she referenced some of the filings she intends to file this week. I know one thing is for sure. People on the president's side of this debate are certainly getting antsy, and they're getting antsy with Rudy Giuliani. They're getting antsy with Sidney Powell. They want to see something happen. They're tired of their left of center friends rubbing in their face the fact that they've had all these cases thrown out. But where do we actually stand from a legal standpoint? Is this as historic as it seems to be? And what do you make of where we're at with all these different legal challenges? Someone who has been in the legal profession for a long time, has seen a lot of big cases come his way, is former federal prosecutor Andy McCarthy. And he now joins us, a Fox legal analyst, of course, and one of the best legal minds in American punditry today, if not the top. Andy, I appreciate you being with us. I only usually need to find you or Jonathan Turley, and sometimes both, to get a real consensus of what actually is going on in terms of legal matters. But there are a lot of moving pieces as we have now entered the 20th day post the election. And I'm just curious from your standpoint, you know, it really looks like Team Giuliani has taken a major series of beatings in the state courts. But, you know, there's some people that are saying that's all kind of necessary if this is ultimately to get to federal jurisdiction where they're going to have the bigger case to make. And I'm just curious, you know the mayor really well. You're familiar with his legal work. Where do you assess things are at as we sit here on this Monday before Thanksgiving?
Well, Kevin, I think that Rudy, you know, when I worked for Rudy, he was a chief federal prosecutor. Now he's in a very different role. He's, you know, the advocate for, the private advocate for the president, who has a litigation position, and he's in there trying to give the president, who doesn't want to concede the election, the best shot that he thinks he can give him. It's not the same as enforcing the federal law, which kind of requires you to, as a prosecutor, do what's right, even if it's beneficial to the other side. As the president's lawyer, Rudy's only concern is, you know, pressing the president's case. So I think what's happening here is the president doesn't want to concede, and it's humanly understandable, because the election is within 1% in many of the key states. Basically, what it seems happened to the president this time is what happened in his favor the last time, which is that these battleground states that broke for him in 2016 slightly broke against him in 2020, and he doesn't want to let that go without testing it. So the problem is, legally, these claims are pretty weak. And he's trying to get them. They don't have a lot of evidence of fraud. They have a story about fraud, but it's not really one that they've so far been able to back up with hard evidence. And because it's important to the country, I'm talking now about the way the legal system is designed, because it's important to the country that we get a president, finally elected, and then an orderly transition can take place so that by January 20th, as the Constitution provides, the next president can hit the ground running, defending the interests of the United States. This is on a very tight timeline for lawyers, much tighter than they're usually
right,
used to dealing with in litigation. So, you know, as we know, the states start to certify today. They're all supposed to certify by December 8th. And we're supposed to have the Electoral College vote December 14th. So they're laboring to try to put these claims together in federal court with very weak cases in very short time frames where the courts aren't going to have a lot of patience for them.
Now, let me ask you about that, because, you know, there's obviously been, and you've heard it, you've been on the cable circuit for the last several weeks talking about it. Sure. But you've got people that are saying, show me the evidence, show me the evidence, show me the evidence. So I'm scrolling through Twitter today. You've got an affidavit. John Solomon writes it up in Just the News. You've got an affidavit today of a woman who was a poll watcher in Michigan. She is giving sworn testimony in the affidavit under penalty of perjury. I'm assuming that she not only heard and was instructed as someone who was there to tabulate in a fraudulent way, to change dates on ballots, to mark them a certain way, regardless of what the actual vote counted, et cetera, et cetera. She's got a whole several pages of it that they've now highlighted and they've stuck on social media. Some people say, well, it's an affidavit. It's under penalty of perjury. It's not, you know, it is a case. It is a piece of evidence. Others look at it and say, at what you just said, these claims seem pretty weak. Where does something like that fall in the continuum?
Well, what you have to remember about that, Kevin, is that that affidavit or the claims of that particular witness have been around for a while. There's been a lot of litigation in Michigan. And what frequently happens in litigation, of course, is that there's sworn testimony on both sides of a question. And the fact that it clashes doesn't necessarily mean that anyone is lying. It could mean that, you know, they have different perceptions. They could be wrong about things in a good faith way. There could be a lot of things that explain discrepancies. But you know, I think the thing I have to keep remembering about Virginia is that a Republican judge there by the name of Kinney heard a lot of these claims on both sides in connection with the way the count went in Detroit, which is the subject of most of the
the Cobo Arena. And
he rejected them. You know, he basically said that the witnesses that were proffered for the Trump side of the argument either, you know, misperceived some of what they were told or weren't aware of all of the operative facts or were making claims that that didn't seem to hold up based on everything else. Now, you and I obviously are not in a position to say one way or the other, this is true or it's not true. That's what the, you know, that's what we have the judge for. And that's what happened in Michigan. And the problem with that for present purposes, Kevin, is, you know, elections are basically state law issues. They get into federal court only if there's constitutional violations. And the thought that a federal court is going to reverse the findings of credibility made by a state judge regarding state law in Michigan is highly unlikely. You would have to be able to prove some kind of a federal constitutional claim.
Interesting.
To get the result reversed in state court. So, yeah, I think unfortunately for the Trump campaign, you know, they got beaten in a number of these litigations, principally that one that I just described in Michigan, and there's not much a federal court can or would do about that.
Let me ask you, we're out of time already. Real quickly, 20 seconds on whether or not the Pennsylvania constitutionality of the legislature setting the parameters will likely be looked at by the Supreme Court or not. Andy McCarthy.
I don't think so, Kevin, because it doesn't involve, it only involves about 9,500 votes. It's not enough to change the result, and they don't want to hear the case.
Okay. Interesting observations. Andy McCarthy, appreciate your perspective today, as always.
Thank you, Kevin.
Kevin McCullough, we've got a big show still ahead. Don't go anywhere. David Fisher, Gina Loudon, lots more. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, you always can tell when the flu season starts because all the commercials start coming on television, right? Have you had your flu shot? And now you've got COVID and now the common cold, and kids are starting to get back in touch with each other at school and they bring those germs home to you. Friends, if you are worried about your immunity this winter, this fall, this season that we're in, you have got to take steps to strengthen that immune system. And you know what the best way to do that is? Eat fruits and vegetables. In fact, if you could eat 10 plates of 31 different fruits and vegetables every single day, you'd have enough immune system in your body to keep you safe. But since you can't eat that many, why don't you do the second best thing, which is to take them, fruits and veggies wise, from Balance of Nature. It's what I do. I take my capsules every day, even boost them a little bit when I feel something coming on, and I strengthen my immune system daily. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off any new first preferred order. Start your journey to a stronger immune system and overall better health by calling right now. 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. And use the promo code THEMISSION.
Are you scared of dental surgery? Unhappy with your smile? Tired of partial dentures? Then ZX27 glass abutment is for you. Only offered at M&M Dental in the heart of Brooklyn, it's a unique European non-surgical FDA-approved procedure giving patients back their confidence and smile. Here to explain is Dr. Seltzer.
Hi, thanks for having me here today.
Now tell us a little bit about the ZX27.
Sure. ZX27 is a revolutionary, non-surgical, FDA-approved procedure which gives patients a permanent smile without having to endure surgery and eliminates partial dentures.
Do you own the exclusive rights to this procedure?
Yes, we do, for the United States. This procedure has been done for over 30 years in 28 different countries worldwide.
What kind of feedback have you been receiving from your patients?
Patients are loving their new beautiful smiles while avoiding implant surgery and not having to wear partial dentures.
That's fantastic. Thanks, Dr. Seltzer. Call M&M Dental now at 718-853-5777. That's 718-853-5777.
AM 570 and 102.3 FM, The Mission, WMCA. Listen online at WMCA.com, tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
This year, nearly 22,000 American women will be diagnosed with ovarian cancer, and another 14,000 will die. Even worse, 10% of these deaths will be linked to a product that is found in nearly everyone's medicine cabinet. Hey ladies, this is Liz Black, and I need to tell you about a common household product that is killing innocent women. Talcum powder. For decades, studies show that talcum contains asbestos, a known cancer-causing agent. Yet, companies like Johnson & Johnson unconscionably sell this dangerous product. This May, after being conclusively linked to deadly ovarian cancer, mesothelioma, and fallopian cancer, talcum powder was finally pulled from shelves. If you or a loved one received a cancer diagnosis after using talcum powder at any point, call Buttafuoco & Associates today at 1-800-NOW-HURT. Buttafuoco & Associates is helping clients recover significant damages. If you think your cancer may have been caused by talcum powder, call today, 1-800-NOW-HURT. That's 1-800-NOW-HURT.
As life gets back to normal and we start heading back to work, don't leave your leftover stash of toilet paper exposed to rodents. Send them packing the most humane way with Plug-In Pest Free. G'day, I'm Scott from Plug-In Pest Free, the electromagnetic device that utilizes the active wiring in your home or business to keep rodents and pests away. 100% chemical free and environmentally friendly. Just plug it in. It's that simple. My strongest performer, the Pro Unit, is good for most homes and small businesses up to 4,000 square feet. Now that's fair dinkum. Is your home or business protected? If not, order yours today at gopestfree.com. Use promo code SAVE20 for 20% off. That's gopestfree.com, promo code SAVE20. Gopestfree.com, promo code SAVE20. Don't spray and regret. Plug in. And forget.
Investors, are you seeking steady cash flow? Are you ready to diversify? NRIA has grown to be one of the nation's leading specialists and offers 10% annualized monthly payouts and bonuses targeted 18 to 21%. That's right. You could receive steady 10% monthly payments with bonuses. As their slogan says, they specialize in realty investing done right. You can even use your 401k or IRA to invest. NRIA's 15-year track record and $1.2 billion in new construction development backs you. Learn how you can invest in this hard asset real estate cash flow fund today and receive 10% annualized monthly payouts with bonuses. This is something savvy investors should research and consider. Call now 800-700-5483, 800-700-5483, or visit NRIA.net.
An offer to buy or sell any security is only made by our private placement memorandum. Read it first. See us at NRIA.net.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, from the lips of the former prosecutor on the election issues and still what's being decided there, let's get really hyper-local and focused on some of the challenges that New Yorkers are facing. I don't know if anybody saw it on social media last night. Governor Phil Murphy was caught dining out with a big group of people somewhere, and he just got given the what for, like I have not seen somebody do to an elected official in a long time. Although I've wanted to say as much to Governor Cuomo in recent days, and my next guest has gone so far as to do so, filing a lawsuit and saying very publicly that the governor of his state is kind of out of his jurisdiction in trying to tell him how to celebrate Thanksgiving. Joe Borelli, the city minority whip, rejoins us. And Councilman, it's always a pleasure to have you with us. And today we get word that your district, your beloved Staten Island, is going to be classified as an orange zone. Do you think this has to do with actual numbers or any type of provable problem that's there? Or is this Cuomo's way of just getting back at you?
Well, the positivity rate of cases on Staten Island has grown. That's certainly true. That's certainly not an exaggeration. But, I mean, this is we're turning this into an orange zone. We're turning half the island into an orange zone. We are the most car-friendly borough in the city of New York. We have 90-something percent car ownership. So new Staten Islanders will do what Staten Islanders do, and they'll go to New Jersey or they'll go to the North Shore. Or they'll go literally, 2 minutes down the road and get their hair cut at place B rather than their usual place. It's just unfortunate. I was talking to my gym manager, a nice guy. I see him in the morning. I should probably see him more mornings, but I see him every once in a while. And he's got three kids. He's going to get laid off. He's going to get furloughed at least until things reopen. And that's a great thing to happen to a family man around Christmas time.
Well, it's pathetic what the governor has done, and the mayor has not been much better. But let's talk about why you decided to file the lawsuit over the weekend.
Look, the science is with us. I mean, we have the World Health Organization, UNICEF, the UN. We have a dozen peer-reviewed journal articles. We have the CDC. The consensus among the medical and scientific community is that schools are safe. In fact, the governor is actually right. The governor was saying this also today. Schools, especially K through 8, younger kids, yep, are safe. They're not super spreader environments. And we know the harm we're doing by not having them in school. So we know we're doing harm. We can't justify the risk reduction because it's not there. And yet the mayor and chancellor decided to close schools arbitrarily and capriciously. And that's the basis of our lawsuit. And ideally, we'll have a hearing within 10 days and hopefully reopen schools for at least the youngest kids.
Joe, it doesn't make any sense from the standpoint, well, from a lot of standpoints. One, if he cares about his constituency at all, it doesn't seem to make any sense. It doesn't make any sense politically speaking, because he's obviously irritating the majority of the constituency. And hey, look, he's got a 7-to-1 advantage in registrations, but that doesn't mean that they have to vote for him in lockstep. And he's making enemies out of people that he needs to be recruiting to help with the public response to the pandemic. It seems like this is a lose. Why is it? Is it just because his last name is Cuomo that he feels untouchable, unreachable? Is it because he doesn't have kids that are dealing with the schools right now? I mean, what's your assessment of why we're getting this kind of leadership from the governor?
And soap, and he's trying to scrub away the stain of his decision to send COVID-19 patients back into nursing homes, causing more death than any decision made by any executive in the United States of America. And no matter how hard he tries to scrub or try to hide it or try to pretend like it's not there, that stain is there, and he knows it, and he will always be remembered as the man who probably handled COVID worse than any other governor in the United States of America.
Well, and that would be fair by all measures, but I don't think it gets any better for him to take these actions. I'm really concerned, Joe. I've got a lot of friends. My kids aren't in the New York City Public School Districts classrooms, but I have tons of friends that are. And the stories that I get and the concerns that I get about what the last year has done to them developmentally, mm-hmm. the ability to stay on track educationally. And for some, this is going to impact even the long term sense of getting to go to college and do other things based on how they, you know, develop during this stage of life. Yeah. It seems abusive.
No, I mean, like I said, we know the harm done to kids for not being in school, but let's go a step further. Let's actually give the DOE credit for something. They did a pretty good job of keeping schools COVID-free and safe and well-ventilated and socially distant and mask-wearing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And when we had the testing and tracing corps, you know, tell us about how the schools were doing, they even admitted it, that the schools are doing good jobs. I think they sampled, they took a sample of, like, some of the 264,000 kids that are opted into in-person school, and only 138 kids so far have tested positive. I don't want the kids, any kids, to get COVID, but that is an astoundingly low amount compared to the rates we see in the general population. As the governor rightly pointed out, schools are actually safer for kids to be in than home.
Yeah, and at this stage, you know, it should be all about what they're doing. So let me ask you this. If you're successful with the lawsuit, what happens? How does this get resolved?
Well, hopefully we get the remedy of forcing them to reopen schools. I mean, if they want to come to the table and maybe we'll withdraw our lawsuit, if they limit it to perhaps just the younger kids, K through 5 or something, that's something we would be happy to work with them. That's what actually the city council was hoping would happen. You know, look, when you have older kids in high school, they do carry the disease differently. They're more susceptible. And they do a better job of doing remote learning. And they don't need the babysitting aspect of school.
That's true.
So that's a compromise, and that's where we'd hopefully like to end up. But if we win the lawsuit group, they can go scratch and we'll open schools.
Well, and the problem there, for as you mentioned, for so many, the daycare issue, you're going to prevent parents from being able to work, which economically is going to continue to drain the economy for the city, and the kids are not going to be helped simultaneously. I mean, there's no good upside to this. So we're hoping that you're successful with the outcome there. Last question. Thanksgiving's just a couple of days away. Have you gotten any more feedback about your taunting of the governor about your Thanksgiving Day feast?
No. We're just excited to be together. I mean, the reality is we're together most days as between my kids and my niece, we're struggling to babysit due to school closures. So the same people that see each other just about every other day or so to watch each other's kids will be together on 11/26.
Well, that's good. And a happy Thanksgiving to you, Councilman. We appreciate you being here.
You too.
All right. There he is, Joe Borelli, on Twitter, at Joe Borelli NYC, doing a good job for our city and great job for freedom. Kevin McCullough coming right back. Gina Loudon joins me, the latest from the Trump camp. Stay with us. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I can't make heads or tails of elder law or estate care, and I got to tell you, Mike Connors does. That's why I want you to get your questions asked from him every Thursday on my show, Kevin McCullough Radio. Just email your question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call 718-238-6500. Then listen to Mike's show Saturday mornings at 8 o'clock on AM 570, The Mission, and FM 102.3, and Sunday mornings starting at 11 on AM 970, The Answer. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, a lot of the pains that we feel in life is due to unnecessary inflammation that you sometimes get from exercise or injury or aging. What if I could show you a way that you could reduce that unnecessary inflammation and literally get pain-free faster than you think possible? That's why I want you to try the 12-day challenge from Sweetamine. Sweetamine is that product I've been telling you about. I put it in my coffee every morning, and it increases the ability for my body to fight off the effects of unnecessary inflammation. And if you order today and use my promo code KMC, you're going to get free shipping, which means you don't pay $17.89 for your 12-day challenge. You only pay $14.95 for that 12-day challenge. And when you try the 12 or the 30-day pack, your purchase is always risk-free. So why don't you call today and get started, 845-231-4840, and use promo code KMC. That's 845-231-4840, 845-231-4840. Hi, Kevin McCullough. What if you had nothing to eat for the next 6 months? You wouldn't survive. Did you know that COVID-19 has actually interrupted the food supply to the third world? countries in the Caribbean and in Latin America and in South America. Children are literally dying from lack of food, not from COVID-19. COVID-19 caused the interruption in the first world. But in the third world, the food not getting there is what's taking the lives of these children. It's one of the reasons why Food for the Poor has identified 351 specific children that they need our help to feed. And here's the great thing. It only costs $37 to feed one of those children for the next 6 months. That gives them 6 months worth of food, guaranteeing that they will not perish from hunger over the next 6 months. It's emergency food relief through Food for the Poor in Latin America and Central America. 855-907-4673. Call now. 855-907-4673.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/HR. This is a limited offer, only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/HR. That's bamboohr.com/HR.
Your business needs leads and sales. There are potential customers online right now looking for what you do. Will they find you or your competitor? You need Salem Surround. The marketing team here at Salem Surround is ready to help your business now. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your marketing plan and see how we can help place your advertising message in front of today's consumers. Learn more at surroundnewyork.com. Surroundnewyork.com, connecting you with new customers.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio.
Obliterating confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
What I observed also was all of the leads that they were calling to the meeting, most of them had Black Lives Matter face masks on. Also, the blue mask with vote in the corner on the face, like the one our governor, Gretchen, wears in her interviews.
All right, Kevin McCullough, that's the firsthand testimony of a witness who has written a sworn affidavit in the vote fraud issue in Michigan. The Federal Elections Commission chairman has come out and said there is no question that fraud has taken place. And yet the media continues to drum one side of this story almost incessantly. We had planned on speaking with Dr. Gina Loudon, who, of course, was part of the Trump campaign effort all year long. She is a little under the weather today. But instead, we have the distinct honor of speaking with Phil Klein, who is the former attorney general for the great state of Kansas. And he's currently the head of the Amistad Project. General, it's good to have you back. Thanks for being here. What do you make of where we're at this point in time? 20 days after the election?
Well, we're at a place that if the American people learn of the evidence that is out there, they would demand answers and recognize that a substantial investigation needs to be undertaken, and they would support it. What we have is an orchestrated effort to share private data from government with private organizations to create vulnerabilities for the infusion of fraud in the election. And we've seen that in the core urban areas, and it's funded by Mark Zuckerberg. Now, I'm not saying Mark Zuckerberg wanted them to use his money in this fashion, but let me speak to you about just a couple of facts. Mark Zuckerberg has spent $400 million that he's funneling through charities to pay government officials in the urban core to dictate how they manage the elections. And in fact, he's actually paying through these charities the people who are counting our ballots and the people who kicked America out of the counting rooms by boarding up windows and so forth. Right. So we've never seen hidden elections in America before. I don't know if you remember, Kevin. I remember it well. I probably have a few years on you. But Bush v. Gore, we were in the counting room looking at the hanging chat.
I remember well. 37 days. Yeah. 5 years went by in that month.
And now they still haven't allowed us inside. Now, I've investigated, prosecuted a lot of people. And if I have a search warrant, and America has a search warrant, the law says we get to be inside these rooms. So if I have a search warrant and I'm looking at a financial crime that involves documents, and the guy locks the door and won't answer the door, and I see smoke coming out of the chimney, that's called evidence. And we have the right to be inside. And there's even more than that. I mean, there's how the results were. There's government-private contracts that allow private parties access to voter registration files and entering registrations. There's all kinds of evidence of problems in this election.
Well, given that, Phil, and we are on a short leash here because obviously the Electoral College meets and there's a process that goes forward. What are you anticipating will be necessary to happen this week and next week to get to a point where you feel like this can actually have an impact?
Well, I believe legislatures need to be informed and call for investigations. And I believe we need to focus our litigation on what's called the equal protection Bush v. Gore violations. And what I mean by that is the Zuckerberg money effectively created a two-tier election system in America, one for Democrat strongholds, one for Republican strongholds. I'll give you just one example. Zuckerberg money into Delaware County, Pennsylvania, created one of these drop boxes for every 4 square miles and one drop box for every 4,000 residents, making it easy for them to vote. In the 59 counties that Trump won in Pennsylvania, there's one box for every 1,100 square miles, and they consolidated in-person polling. So what you saw is the state of Pennsylvania saying, if you live in the city, we're essentially going to come by and pick up your vote. But if you live out there where you support Trump, go on a weekend vacation and engage in a Where's Waldo effort to find a drop box. That's disparate treatment. They also did it with how they cured ballots. They treated Democrat ballots and Democrat strongholds differently than Republican ballots and Republican strongholds. That's classic violation of equal protection. So getting that suit together, showing the harm, and getting it up to the Supreme Court is another one of the objectives.
How can listeners that are hearing this and saying, I have a great deal of anxiety about what's happened here, how can they get involved?
Well, first of all, if you've witnessed something where one voter is treated differently than another, please speak out about it. We've got a website called got-freedom.com, got-freedom, and that's G-O-T. They can go there and get updates on what we've got going. And I would check several different media sources rather than rely on just one to make sure that you're getting the full picture of what's happening.
All right. Attorney General Phil Klein, thank you so much for your time today. That's got-freedom. Did I do that right?
Yes. G-O-T-freedom.com.
Got-freedom.com. Kevin McCullough, coming right back. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Now more than ever, it's time to try Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in capsule form. Balance of Nature is not like ordinary vitamins that are made with synthetics. It's just natural food in a vegetarian capsule with tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food plants, fruits, and veggies. A daily dose of Balance of Nature capsules has 10 servings of 31 fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature will give you access to your own health coach at no additional charge because they want you to live a healthy life. So call your personal health coach and discuss any questions and concerns you may have. This is a tremendous service from the Howard family to your family. Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Remember, the best defense against any virus is your own strong immune system. Start your journey to better health today by calling 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use the discount code THEMISSION.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, numbers most important for prostate cancer treatment. 1, excellent results. 2, avoiding robotic surgery. 3, maintaining sexual function. 4, keeping urinary control. 5, avoiding robotic surgery's penis shortening. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, our goals of prostate cancer treatment for you. I'm Dr. Lederman. Men with prostate cancer wish great results, avoiding robotic surgery, maintaining sexual and urinary life, and penis integrity. Meet Dr. Lederman to learn more. For free booklet DVD, call 2&2Choices. All outpatient, 1384 Broadway at 38th. Most insurance, Medicare, Medicaid accepted. Call Dr. Lederman, 2&2Choices. Decades of experience treating thousands with prostate cancer. 1-2-3-4-5. Results, avoiding robotic surgery, quality of life, penis integrity. 1-2-3-4-5. You'll be number one with Dr. Lederman. Call 2&2Choices, 2&2Choices.
Listen to The Mission WMCA anywhere you go with the AM 570 The Mission mobile app. Download on Google Play, iTunes, or listen to TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
This is Albert Moeller for townhall.com. In the wake of the contentious 2020 election, the battle for the majority in the U.S. Senate looms large. That majority will be decided in the two runoff elections in the state of Georgia on January the 5th. Both of the Republicans are incumbents. Kelly Loeffler was appointed by Governor Kemp, replacing Johnny Isaacson, who had resigned for health reasons. And David Perdue is running for his second term, representing Georgians. Neither of the candidates reached Georgia's requirement of 50% plus one in the November 3rd election. All of this matters tremendously. Holding the majority in the Senate determines who sets the agenda. To put it this way, nothing can come to the Senate floor if the majority leader does not allow it to be presented for a vote. Turnout is going to be key. It will likely be a very partisan vote, which means that one party or the other is likely to win both seats. As we understand the issues that will come before the Senate, that matters immensely. Keep your eyes on Georgia. I'm Albert Moeller.
Publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you are a timeshare owner, getting out is probably a top priority. And now that annual maintenance fees are coming due, this ongoing burden and expense is at the top of your list. Thankfully, we can help. Let us do for you what we have done for thousands of others across the country. Our process is done legally, ethically, and quickly. Lone Star Transfer has a 99% success rate and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. We are a family-owned business and will personally make sure your experience is a pleasant one. Don't let another day go by with maintenance fees taking your hard-earned money. Give us a call for a no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863. That's 844-284-4863. Or online at LoneStarTransfer.com. That's LoneStarTransfer.com.
For a free evaluation of your case, call the law offices of Dan Buttafuoco & Associates. Call 1-800-NOW-HURT. 1-800-NOW-HURT.
Your Money Matters CEO of Landmark Capital, David Fisher, exclusively on Your Money Monday at Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, great to have you with us. It's a Money Monday, and on the Money Mondays, we go to David Fisher, who's the CEO and founder of Landmark Capital, to talk about your portfolio and what's going on. And David, I always am glad to talk to you, and an early happy Thanksgiving to you and yours as we delve into this. I got to tell you a funny story. I'm at a hardware store this morning because we've got grandpa coming in to see the ankle biters for Thanksgiving. And but don't worry, we won't have more than 10 in our house. There's a couple of things because grandpa's a fixer upper that he always is like tooling around the house wanting to make sure things are. And I didn't want to have him do that. So I thought I got to get a couple of things fixed before he gets here. And I'm at the hardware store this morning and I hear one aisle over. I hear the owner. It's a little mom and pop shop. And I hear the owner just arguing. They're arguing about Trump and Biden. And he goes, don't give me that. My 401k is just fine today. And they say that it's going to crash if Joe Biden comes. And the guy turned around and goes, well, that's just because of the vaccine. And they got it. They went, huh, and they parted ways and went their separate directions in the store. And I thought, oh, my goodness. Well, sure enough, here we are today. Vaccine is driving the markets, is it not?
Well, it's factoring in about 100 points only. So, you know, we probably should call this Medicine Mondays instead of Money Mondays because another vaccine came out. I mean, 3 weeks ago, it was Pfizer. 2 weeks ago, Moderna. And today, AstraZeneca, it's a British drug out of Oxford there, it's not having the bang effect. So as each drug has come out, the impact on the market has been less, almost non-existent right now today. So it's only about 100 points in the Dow. And in fact, this drug, there's many advocates of the drug are saying it's great, but it's probably never going to get in the United States because the FDA is probably not going to approve it. So efficiency is about the same as the other ones. There's two different tests that they did, but it wasn't tested enough and broad-based enough. So what the good news is, we're going to get a vaccine, and it'll probably be on the next 2 to 3 weeks is what all the analysts are saying. But as far as the market, I think Morgan Stanley says it all this morning. He said that the market, this is Wilson from Morgan Stanley, the key, Michael Wilson. He said that the markets are just getting a bit tired right now. So, you know, that's, we're getting lack of stimulus. In fact, the Mnuchin's asking for the $455 billion back from the Fed, which is going to leave the market empty-handed from stimulus from January 1 till inauguration. So we could have some problems coming up, but the market's just kind of stuck in a small trading area. It's not really booming. It's not busting, and it's not being influenced by vaccines.
Gotcha. All right. So there you go. And my crabby hardware owner and proprietors can argue all they want to about it. Hey, last week you were talking about a pretty big development with China, and that was they have authored this huge trade deal and they left the U.S. out of it completely. What's the fallout from that?
Well, the fallout is that some of our allies, four big ones, New Zealand, Australia, Japan, and the Philippines, are partnering with them. President Trump is retaliating, and good for him. He's closing on a deal of issuing a list of 89 Chinese companies, mostly in the aerospace industry, that would be unable to access U.S. technology exports. What this would mean to China, about $54 billion of their Chinese bond market could be affected by this sanction, according to Goldman Sachs. And the bigger concern is that the U.S. could cut off its dollar funding to the Chinese bank. And currently, about half of Chinese funding comes from $675 billion of foreign currency, specifically U.S. dollars. So imagine we cut that off. That's, you know, $750 billion almost, and then a huge funding. This would cause the Chinese would have to reciprocate. Probably what would happen, I'm speculating, but they've alluded to this, and they've already said they were going to be doing more of this. They would have to sell off U.S. treasuries, their foreign asset, to manage these, supplementing their banking system. So we could be on a teeter of a major dollar fall coming up, and that's what's also, you know, being talked about in the news with Goldman Sachs and Citi.
Yeah. Well, given that that's all going down, Goldman Sachs and Citi made a huge announcement about the dollar. Tell us about what it means, you know, for the investor.
Well, it's pretty startling. They did this just shortly after we talked last Monday. So it's brand news to your listeners, might be old news to the markets, but it's not being talked about. But Goldman Sachs predicts a 6% decline in the dollar next year, and Citi says it's going to plunge as much as 20%. Now, let me put this into perspective, what that means. We've had a 4% downward movement in the dollar this year, which has caused gold to move about 25% up and silver to move about 35% up. If we have a 6% down, let's say Goldman's right, 6% down in the dollar, that means gold would equate to an upward movement around 36% and silver would move over 50%. If Citi is right, and these numbers, it's hard to get your head around this number now. If Citi is right, a 20% dollar downward movement, first of all, that's a crash in the U.S. dollar currency. That would equate to a 90% movement upward in gold and 130 to 140% in silver. So if you, when you start putting all these things together, this is why I can see now Goldman Sachs said 3 weeks ago, dump dollars, buy silver. Why Citi said buy gold, why Wells Fargo said buy gold. All these banking systems who operate in the dollar are seeing the sell-off by the Chinese of the dollar, are seeing stimulus still coming next year. And if this thing happens the way they're predicting, we'll see a big rally in metals next year.
Well, and given that, with everything else that we've seen by the unpredictability of the markets and the virus and the financial recovery still trying to take hold, and then a potential administration change, friends, there's a lot of uncertainty in the markets. And one of the things that David's doing right now is he's offering you that examination called the Financial Blueprint. And I want you to call and request one. David will walk you through it personally. This is a service that he provides personally, and there's a great little incentive for that when you call. It is a 1 ounce pure silver American Eagle coin when you go through the Financial Blueprint with David Fisher. It's just an amazing, beautiful coin. I collect them. They're part of my 401k, actually. 844-604-2575. 844-604-2575 is where you get all of that. And you can also request more resources online at landmarkgold.com. David Fisher, always appreciate you being with us on these Mondays, and a happy Thanksgiving to you. Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you could save money on your mortgage payment and put more money into your pocket, wouldn't that make sense? Now is the perfect time to call my very good friends, Mike and Brian, at Fellowship Home Loans. Home values are up. The housing market is strong. Interest rates are low, and they're going to stay low. Talk to Mike and Brian about ways you could possibly eliminate PMI, private mortgage insurance, consolidate debt, take cash out for home improvements, and save on your taxes. As a direct lender, you deal directly with the decision makers who will save you the money and guide you every step of the way. And with outstanding customer service reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, you will be amazed by how well you are treated and how simple they make this very complicated process. Call Mike Rakeman and Brian Sheely at Fellowship Home Loans and lock in your low rate today. 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-SAVE. Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA, Fellowship Home Loans, Licensed Mortgage Banker, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 60134.
This year, nearly 22,000 American women will be diagnosed with ovarian cancer, and another 14,000 will die. Even worse, 10% of these deaths will be linked to a product that is found in nearly everyone's medicine cabinet. Hey ladies, this is Liz Black, and I need to tell you about a common household product that is killing innocent women. Talcum powder. For decades, studies show that talcum contains asbestos, a known cancer-causing agent. Yet, companies like Johnson & Johnson unconscionably sell this dangerous product. This May, after being conclusively linked to deadly ovarian cancer, mesothelioma, and fallopian cancer, talcum powder was finally pulled from shelves. If you or a loved one received a cancer diagnosis after using talcum powder at any point, call Buttafuoco & Associates today at 1-800-NOW-HURT. Buttafuoco & Associates is helping clients recover significant damages. If you think your cancer may have been caused by talcum powder, call today, 1-800-NOW-HURT. That's 1-800-NOW-HURT.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Well, the insistence upon what's going on in the political arena in the McCullough household has taken a new venture over the weekend. So the lovely bride was out getting her hair done. And so it was me and the ankle biters, and we went and got a little Saturday afternoon picnic. We got some drive through at Wendy's. We went over to one of their favorite parks, and it was sunny, but it had a little chill to it. So we were all in jackets and kind of bundled up. But we ate the lunch, and then they started playing, and we had a great time. Time to come home, and we're in the car, and somebody, I think it was the middle one, Jonathan, said, "Dad, I think that we should, make a new law, such and such." I forget what it was. And I said, "Well, you know, you could do that. You could try voting on it." I think they actually wanted to pass a new law that kids could have as much iPad playtime as they wanted to. And I said, "Well, you could propose that law." I said, "But, you know, as the dad, I would veto it." And immediately my 10-year-old, who has been, he's become a politics junkie. Immediately he goes, "Well, Dad, all we need is 2/3 to override you." I said, "Well, that's not true. You need 2/3 in the House of Representatives. And then Mom, who is the entire Senate, has to have a 2/3 vote. And she has to, in 2/3 majority, also back you." And he said, "Well, that's not fair. She's the only senator in the Senate." I said, "I know." Well, all of that led to a very lengthy discussion on Saturday morning about forming the Republic of the McCulloughs, which we now have. We now have representation for every bedroom. That's the House of Representatives. We have a Senate, which is controlled and operated by the vice president, my bride, and I'm the chief executive. We have a balance of powers. We've appointed we've appointed the judges. And it's been interesting to see my kids go through all this. And the first law they passed was to increase guaranteed iPad time in exchange for making their bed and keeping their room clean. They used to get 30 minutes. Now they get 45. And my 10-year-old, who's the Speaker of the House, was savvy enough to negotiate an increase of 15 minutes every day he takes the trash out without having to be asked. Friends, I should have done this a long time ago. There's a serious advantage to teaching civics to your kids. One is the orderly passage of getting things done and obedience. I'm kind of digging it. There's no downside thus far. Anyway, Kevin McCullough, we'll see you next time.